A worker came into his boss and he said to him, "Although the economy is not doing very well, I haven't been working here very long, but I have three companies coming after me, so I'd like a raise. You know, you want me to stay here? I want a raise." So the boss negotiates with him, and eventually gives him a nice, decent raise. And then he says to him, "I never knew you were so popular. You've got three companies that want you. What's the name of these three companies?" He says, "Yes, it's the gas company, the electric company, and the water company." Maisa, the bits of paying wages and pay them on time is not a joke. Those who've been following the Daf Yomi, this is the topic which has been for the past few days, is the mitzvah of Baal Tolin, that if a person works for you, even a small job, a person is b'chuv to pay the wages, and is b'chuv to pay them on time. The Chofetz Chaim himself, with Avas Chesed, already points out the fact that for some reason, this is a mitzvah which has been neglected on some level. I'd like to just speak a goy dot. There's no mitzvah to pay a goy on time. Oh, of course, one is b'chuv to pay, but not the chiv to pay within the time for him is not by a goy. I'd like to speak a few minutes about the chashivas of the mitzvah and then basically the rundown of the halachas, because it's important halachas. The chashivas, Chazal itself, Chazal the Gemara points out there are five lavin and one assay in paying wages on time. That's six mitzvahs just about paying wages on time. The Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, Perikhes, he brings down the lashon of the Zoya. The Zoya in Parashat Kedoshim is very, very marich about this topic. The Zohar says that Chas Shalom, if a person doesn't pay on time, the Akshvoruch Hu can gezer all kinds of gzeres against him. He's not zeicher that his neshama should come back into Shomayim at night. The Eilav Hu Noses Nafshoi, the Zohar touches up, is referring to the neshama of the boss who's paying, who should be paying. So it says many things that even if Akshvoruch Hu was gezer gzeres tovus on a person and the person never paid it, and then the person didn't pay the wages, he doesn't get those gezeiros tovus. The Gemara in Sukkah, that Chof Tes Amud Beis says, there are four reasons why Balabatim, the Gemara says, who are wealthy, lose all of their money. Yodin and Timyon, one of the four reasons is that they're not careful about this halacha of paying wages on time. They're not careful, because of that, it's a terrible einash to lose a person's all his money because he didn't pay on time. It's interesting, the Chai Odom wrote a tzavor, very long, amazing tzavor, before he was nifter. And in there he writes, that he says to his children, grandchildren, it was for all generations he wrote it, that if it's coming to time to mincha, and you haven't yet paid all your wages, you shouldn't go to shul, you should find a way to pay the wages first. It's interesting, it's a very powerful lashon. It's obviously poshut api halacha, but to write it makes more of an impression. The B'chaim Vital writes that he saw his Rebbe D'Arizal on a number of occasions. His Rebbe D'Arizal was makpid to daven mincha before shkia. I said a number of times he hadn't yet paid the wages, so he went around paying wages, and because of that he was forced to daven mincha very, very fast. That's what the B'chaim Vital writes about his Rebbe D'Arizal. It's obvious, Chofetz Chaim mentions it, if a person's got the opportunity to buy arba minim or tefillin and he hasn't paid wages, then obviously the halacha is you pay the wages, even if it means that you won't shake lulav and nesek at all. Kavachay that is, you could borrow, but let's say you're stuck in a situation where it means you won't be able to shake arba minim at all, and it's a question of paying the wages on time or not, then you have to pay the wages. That's you can call it decha. The chashivas, this is what we're talking about. Let's say, because they talk about, okay, tefillin. Let's say a person standing there, only way, you're right, with Abba Bidim, it's very hard to pay wages on Yom Tov. He's here, okay. He talks about the Marshal buying food for Shabbos. Let's say a person has no money, only to pay wages or to buy food for Shabbos. So you're standing on Friday afternoon, and the halach is that Oneg Shabbos is a chiyuv bamish. A person is a chiyuv to be ma'aneg Shabbos. You can't be mezalzel in Einik Shabbos. But if a person only has money to either buy food for Shabbos to pay the wages, he's mechayev to pay the wages. There's many other. It's interesting that the big dad Sefer Be'er Einei Yisrael, that the Chofetz Chaim himself on Erev Shabbos once was found rushing around, even though the Chofetz Chaim was always makpid to bring in Shabbos early. But on Erev Shabbos, a number of times was going around looking to who to pay the wages to. And once he woke up his daughter, the Sefer Be'er Einei Yisrael, in the middle of the night, he said he suddenly remembered that somebody had worked for him, and therefore he woke his daughter up, and they walked in the cold and bitter cold and dark to find somebody who had done amended one of his suits to pay within the time parameters. So mentioned a few makaris, because the Zohar beds, if a person was to read the Zohar, it's a tremendous, powerful shoinus. The Zohar writes, "Ve'elav nesa es nafshoich." I don't can't say vichus, hard to understand the shoinus, but that if a that this is something which is tolui the hatzlocha of a person's neshama. So I want to go through a little bit the halachas. There's the daf, we have the ideas in it. The halacha is that a person has to pay the wages within the day or the night that the job was finished. So if a person has a job and it finished at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, assuming shkia is 6 o'clock, he only has 1 hour. If chas v'shalom, he doesn't pay within that hour. He's been over, as we said, not always all six, but a person can be over 5 lavin and 1 asay by not paying wages on time. Right, we'll get to that in a minute. Right. So if a person's job is finished 5 o'clock in the afternoon, unless it's shkir 6, you've got an hour. If a person works at night, unless a person comes back from a chasna, and there's a babysitter, then he's got only till the next morning, right? It's till alois. Right. Because sometimes a person says, I don't have change on me, etc. The person has to be able to tell when he saw him, for such better reasons. We'll come to it more, just the basic halachas. If a person's job took a few days, or a few weeks, that it's whenever the job is finished, that's when we start the countdown. So if he started and he finished, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, a few weeks later, so you've got until shkia of that night. If he finished in the middle of the night, you've got until the alois. It's always you've got within what we'd call an oina, perhaps, within the day or the night that the job was finished.
The
opposition, then
you have to ask for the money.
Right. Oh, yeah, I just started the first halacha. That's the time. That is the time. The halacha is, if a person, the Chofetz Chaim paskens, if a person didn't pay before shkia, then a person should pay at least by tisa kechovim. Because the halacha is, there are some rishonim that hold that, most rishonim say it's by shkia, but some say by tisa kechovim. So if you haven't paid by shkia, at least pay by tisa kechovim. Halacha is that even if you have paid 90% or 95% of the wages, but 5% you haven't paid, you're over all these issuim. So let's say a person has a job for you, and you pay him, let's say it's a £100 job, and you pay him 95, so I've got another £5 to pay. So those £5 you owe, and if you don't pay those £5 within the time, then when he's over all these issuim.
I provided the whole of the money is for the work, not for materials.
Right. It's interesting that the Ritzvah Paskens, the Chofetz Chaim brings it, that even if it's Pochis B'Shava Pfutzah, let's say a person owes just 5 pence, which is less than Shava Pfutzah, then the person still over all these Issuim. The Chofetz Chaim says it's interesting because by Gzela, stealing, less than the Shava Pfutzah, it's not stealing. But Legabe this, it is. The Torah is more machbe about pay the wages on time than even Legabe stealing. The Chiddush of the Ritzvah, it dashes it from the word Me'itcho, anything which is left by you, even less than a Shavu Puta. Regabe a child, regabe a cotton, if a person, let's say, hires the babysitter who's less than 12 years old, most of the Shodim hold that it's also in that Torah. And the reason being is Da'as Acheres Makta, you've got a Shibu to pay her, or him, and therefore there's a Chiyu of in that Torah even for an under bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah child. There are those, the Tumim holds that takets, there's no Issa Deraisa by a child. So let's say a couple of stuff that Chofetz Chaim talks about the fact that let's say you say to a child, tidy up your room, I'll give you a toffee. I'll give you nowadays more than a toffee, a pound, what children expect. So the halach is, if you don't pay them within the time, so as you think to yourself, there's a child. Chofetz Chaim says it can be over Yisurei Deraisa Mamish, we said it from the Zohar Kodesh. If you say to your child, learn a piece of Gemara, I'll give you a prize, and he does it. As we said, sometimes it can be 5 minutes literally. Then my father Shlita was rushing to pay an electrician who had finished working. I said, what's the rush? He said, because look at the clock. He said, he's finished 3 minutes before Shkia. I have to go upstairs to get the money for my job. These are lochas. You can be over Yisroi Dereis and Babish in a few minutes. If a person finishes his job, so that person finishes his job. So if you say to your child, tidy up your room or learn something, I'll give you a prize. That is Chiv Dereis. So I saw, he pulled out the Chai Pichas Scheinberg, brings the Svor. Now there's a difference between wages and a prize.
Why should learning something be...
Chai Pichas Scheinberg says the Svor. There's a difference between wages and a prize. He says, a prize, there's no bal tolin. It's very hard to define these things. If you say to a child, tidy up your room, or you're paying him, or you're giving him a prize. But the Chofetz Chaim doesn't say this. The Chofetz Chaim brings it down kipshuto, that if you tell your child to do something, and he does it, and you don't pay him on time, within the time, well, he's over terribly sorry. But then you talk about, okay, so you've got a svod, if it's not really a wages, if it's a prize, Chaim Rishabek says, it's a difference.
You want it.
I'm saying, if you say to somebody, "Will you please weed my garden?" Why do you want it? Because it makes you happy to see there's less weeds in the garden.
Learn a Mishnah, I'll pay you, but that's not.
That's not wages.
Huh?
Why not?
He's learning for himself.
They talk about avechi with a kolol. Would you say avechi with a kolol is wages or not? Well, what the difference? They're also not doing anything for you. They're learning Torah. So the answer is because you agreed. That's the agreement. You made an agreement. If you learn a Mishnah, he doesn't have to learn that Mishnah. You could go outside and play, or you could learn a different Mishnah. You say to him, you learn this Gemara, I'll give you a, okay. I don't say you're wrong. I'm saying, Chaim Shabbik says there's a small of prizes. I just want to point out, Chaim Davos Chesed says that there's no such thing. You say to a child, you have to keep it. It's impossible with the time to okay. Oh, somebody pointed out there's the halacha of paying on time is only gabe rental of a work. The gabe if he brings the materials, there's no din of balton. So let's say you order a cupboard, then what would happen is you will not be chayav balton unless he finishes the cupboard. Obviously, you would be over if you don't pay him bechlal, but talk about paying within the time. Then the person is not over Baal Tolim, because you bang off him the cupboard. Even though it's an installing cupboard in your house, you bang off him. If he fixes your cupboard, then you are, a person is over Baal Tolim. Oh, but when he brings a cupboard and he installs it, we don't look at it like a worker, we look at it like you're buying it. The Gemara declares a Shaila, what about Kablonos? Let's say, what about, let's say, sunshine cleaners? You go there, you give your suited. And then you take the suit back, the Gemara declares, well, Pascha's the Baisa, that there is Baal Tolim, right? Because there, he's not providing new material, he's just fixing something, he's improving something. So there would be Baal Tolim. So again, the Gemara, the Losh is, by any kind of hiring, kablonus, any kind of job, like fixing a fridge, putting in a light, things like that, there is Baal Tolim. When you're buying something, there's no Baal Tolim. If you buy something new, so let's example, you buy a cupboard, even though he's installing it for you, there is no issue about tolling. You do not need to pay within that time parameter. Oh, if it depends. Sometimes you buy a light and he installs it, then you're over about tolling. If he provides the light as well, you're not over about tolling, right? So I don't know, I should, a goy, you said, there's no about tolling on a goy. You have to pay him, but there's no about tolling on a goy. The Gemara says an interesting heter. Called Shukah de Surah, that what happened was there were certain people that worked in Surah, they would have a marketplace, I think it was Mondays and Thursdays. Everybody knew that these owners of these shops didn't have money except for Mondays and Thursdays when they would sell products. So if you worked for them, if they employed somebody on Sundays or Tuesdays, other days of the week, and they didn't pay, they were not over Baal Tolim. Because it was obvious that the worker was moichel, and he did not expect to be paid within the time. Right, so let's say you would work for Shukah Desura on Sunday, and on Sunday these people do not pay you. You're not chayv. Why not chayv? They're not over, because it's obvious when you work for such a person, he's not going to pay you till Monday. And then if he doesn't pay you on Monday, you're also not over Baal Tolin. This is a special halacha. The issa of Baal Tolin is only on the very first day. After that, it's only osa medivei kabbalah. So let's say Chas Shom, a person was over, he didn't pay within the day. So then a person's mechuyev to pay. Then the person will have to pay mitivei kabbalah, every day he pushes it off, he's over on Baal Tasha, it's called. But Baal Tolin is only on the first day. So these market people, since they did not pay on Sunday because they knew that the worker was mochol, because they don't have cash on them, they only sold, they only had money readily available on Mondays and Thursdays. We came to Tuesday, they also got over. So the Talmud of the Rashba writes that Hu Adin, if a person agrees to pay, I think it's the Talmud of the Rashba, maybe it's the Rashba himself. If a person agrees to make a payment on a later date, there's no issur baal tolim. So let's say, for example, you get an electrician to come in, and you say to him, I'm not going to pay you till tomorrow, even if you finish the work today, there's no issur baal tolim. So that's a very, very important hetter. It has to be done before you employ him. You can't do it after he's finished the job. It means, let's say he's finished his job and says to you, okay, I'm finished, say, I'll pay you tomorrow, then you haven't done anything. Then one is over, baal tolim. But if before the job is done, like these people worked in Sur, they knew before the job would start, there's no way they would get paid, then there was no issur baal tolim. If you do it before the job, it's okay. Oh. I'll go back to the second. This is a shiloh, which is not so clear. I'm asking you like this. Let's say you say to a person, the person says, I finished my job. So they say, I'd love to pay you. I don't have money on me. Would you be moichel me till tomorrow? The Chofetz Chaim, when he talks about these halachas, it's this exact halacha. The Chofetz Chaim says that when you want mechila, it has to be mechila before the payment. That means before the job is done. Because once he's finished his job, you've got your chiyuv. So now, why is it be moichel? It's not like you can say to your moichel, you're mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. You still have the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda because, let's say I find your pen. You say, forget your moichel, but I've still got that mitzvah Hashavas Aveda still on me. I can't say that it's definitely no good. L'chayra, that's not a heter. You have to do it before. Chazal says before, but this halacha of saying only paying you tomorrow, it has to be done before you employ him. That means before you ask him to do the job, you say to him, I'm only going to pay you tomorrow, then it's okay. Right. These are very complicated halachas. If it is common to practice to pay, it's fine. Also, if you can use the check immediately. The question is about a post-dated check. A person comes to you, and it's normal to pay with a ready check of today's check. That's the way it is. And you give him a check a few days later. So again, this is Mishpat HaSholim says it's no good. End of the day.
In England, we normally pay it's not like it's a job, but it's legal tender. Here you pay a check, you pay today's date.
Right.
He's not going to be able to get the money into his account because he's just closed banking out.
Right.
Maybe it's about 2 days, 3 days.
I don't know.
If they don't expect it, until they send an invoice.
Right. Oh. That's like a Tanai, where it's mutter. That's right. If that's the way to do it, that's like a Tanai. He says there's a sefer called Shari Toyos Abayas of Yehuda Chesnay, of Ravid and Afakim, and Sorry, Mordek Tamut Chochem. Okay, we'll start from him a bit, because he says this time, a couple of examples. He said, now these people are very, very negligent in these halachas. He doesn't say this shayla, but I saw this in another sefer, a very nice shayla. You go to a mikveh, or the Erev Shabbos, and the turnstile's broken. So, you need to pay. Shayla is, you don't manage to pay before Shabbos, or you're over baal tolim. So there's a few nice svaras, because sometimes when you have an example, it helps you think of the halachas. We said that it's only for rental. So what are you renting when you go to mikveh? So if you use their towel, you're renting the towel. So then you're over baal tolim. If you don't use it, you're renting the usage of a house, of a building. Now there's a shayla in the Rishonim whether there's baal tolim on rental of ground, of pekarka. Chofetz Chaim says one should be machmir, because it's machlokes Rishonim. But he says when it comes to houses, one has to be even more machmir. Because the Rishonim that hold that even if a property, normal property, there's no baal tolim, the rental of a home, there is baal tolim. There's some important halacha to remember. If you rent a car, you rent a house, and the rental's due, I don't know, whatever it is, that day, you've only got within that owner to pay. If you don't, Hashem person over baal tolim. So he said, what about the fact that you need a tviya? The halacha is, there's no baal tolim until the person says to you, I've done my job, I want to get paid. So he says that the broken turnstile, that is the tviya. Unless it's been broken for a long time, and therefore the owner of the mikveh, whoever it is, runs the mikveh, knows that people are not expecting that there's no turnstile to pay. But if it's broken recently, that is a tviya, that's a reminder that I'm asking you to pay. So there would be baal tolim, you'd have to make sure to pay for the mikveh before Shabbos. Okay, that's time. It's halacha. Right, yeah, that would also be baal tolim. Yeah, of course, that's also a tviya. Right, then there's baal tolim, of course. No, but I'm talking about a case where there's no box, you're going to have to then find a way to get the body. There's actually baal tolim. The Aderes points out that the Chofetz Chaim Navas Chesed doesn't mention this Balaturim. He says it doesn't know if it was on purpose. The Balaturim says, the Torah says, apostolically, Sashik is Ve'achov Le'Sasha, you shouldn't withhold wages. And also the apostle carries on regarding paying up loans. So the Balaturim says that let's say the worker owes you money, right? Let's say you employ somebody and he owes you money from the past. Then the halach is that you can't say to him that I'll pay you, that you know, you owe me the money anyway, so I won't pay you the wages. You will chayev to pay the wages and afterwards be tivah him the mammon. That's the zech Balaturim. It says the Sefer Chofetz Chaim Navas Chesed doesn't mention this halach. But Rabbi says it's a Balaturim is a vision. It's a post halach. If you employ somebody, owes you money, you still have to pay. Why should we differ? Like if you own the company, yes. If, I mean, if he's working for a guy, what? A guy, a yid works for a guy. Then the guy, is not going to chiv about tolling. What? Right.
He's done your job.
It's the boss. Weisse, what that halach is, mentions, is that let's say the worker says to you, keep the body for me, I don't want the cash obi at the moment, it's still kedai to pay. Because when you pay, you're being mekayim mitzvah aseh. So it's important halach just to be able to give also a cheshivus of it. Let's say he will say it works for you. He says to you, you know what, keep it by you, I'll pick it up another time. No, there's a mitzvah dafka to pay, says Shukhanoha. At least you've been kind of mitzvahs. No less, he says the Sheikh Abdullah of Esrog, where a person would say, no, I found a way to get out of it. Here you've got an opportunity to do a mitzvah. The halacha is that the worker has to get the money from you. You're not mechuyev to deliver the wages. That's the important halacha. I mean, let's say an electrician comes to you, and he finishes the job, and he says to you, okay, can you pay me? You've got, let's say, an hour till Shkia, so you have to pay within the hour. So you have to let him know, the Chofetz Chaim says. That means, let's say you don't have the money straight away, and 20 minutes later you get the money. So then you're mechuyev to let him know I've got the money. But you don't mechuyev to drop it off by him, he's mechuyev to go and pick it up from you. Chofetz Chaim is quite, he says it a few ways. He says if the worker can't pick it up for you, his owners, therefore it's mekubal that you should pay him, maybe it's different.
But Jim,
yeah, but he says that Mitzvah Hashava Saveda. Mitzvah Hashava Saveda. No, that is because you've got an opportunity to pay him. That's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is, if a person, let's say he doesn't come and pick it up, imagine you will be mekayim mitzvah by going to his house to make sure, because then you can. But if, let's say he doesn't pick it up, you'll not be never about tolling. You have to let him know that you have the money ready for him. You don't have to go to him. Big shiny in the Rishonim, Gabi, how much money you have to lose out, for the mitzvah? Because what happened was, when the person finished the job, he didn't have the money. So now he has to go and let him know. I mean, he could have gone to him and said to him, look, I've got the money for you, you go and pick it up. And also to Mekayim the mitzvah. We do not over Baal Tolin without. How much money you have to lose out? It's quite common. Sometimes you can have a card where if you take money out of the machine, you're going to lose £2 or something for taking money out. If you've got dollars, and you know somebody that will give you a good exchange rate and then tomorrow, and you need to pay your worker today. So it's a common shaila. How much money do you have to lose out to make sure to pay on time? It's interesting. The Rukiv Eger and the Ginnin on the Shulchan Aruch asks the Kasha, the Lechayra, you'd have to spend every penny you have, because the halacha is that for a loisa say, a person, let's say you have a boss, and he says to you, tell me, what did so-and-so say about me? And you know that if you don't tell him, he'll think of you as being awkward and difficult, he'll fire you eventually. The halacha is, you're still not allowed to say to him, because for a loisa say, a person has to lose all the money in the world. So the chayyah over here, let's say getting hold of the money would require losing all your money, you'd still be mechayyah. The halacha is not like that. Before it's not like that. You're only mechayyah to lose a little bit of money, not more. The exact gedol we'll speak about what. So the shayla is, why not takyam? So Mekivega says, because it's a loisa say b'sheva al taisa. The person speaks Lashon Hara, he's doing a lav, he's actually doing something wrong, right? Let's say a person is saying Lashon Hara, eat ichaz, you have to lose all your money. Here it's a loisa say when you're not doing something. It's a loisa say where I'm not paying the wages. It says for loisa say when you're not doing something, you don't have to lose all your money. The Achrayim talk about this quite a lot. Is that emes for all loisa says? Is it special over here? it's an important noise, big deal to Nachem. Okay, we don't have so much time, but just to be over the chashivus that the Kivega has, it clears why you're not mechuyev to lose all your money. Right, so the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is like this, that if you've got something which can be sold without a loss, you're mechuyev to sell it. Right, so if a person, let's say, he's got to work, he finished his job, he's got no money at all. Obviously, if a person has money in the bank, that of course means he has money. It's his job to make sure to get hold of it. Let's say a person has no money whatsoever, so that he's not mechuyev to sell things at a loss. If he can sell things at a normal price, he is mechuyev. A small loss, the Lashon Litvo, is that he is mechuyev to take in. It begins to be here in Shai Tzor Sabayis, that Moshe, what happens, sometimes you come back from a chasno, and you have a babysitter. She says to you, okay, it'll be £8. And you take out of your pocket, the only part you've got, £10 or £20, you don't have £8. So you say to her, I'll pay you tomorrow. You're either countless Yisroim, so he says, either you should knock on the neighbours, if it's still not too late, and ask them for change. If not, give her the £10. Because you've done me a small loss, so it's a small loss. But the fact is, you can't, for a small loss, the Mivatel Levitz, it's a very important halacha. Okay, if a person can't be bothered, yeah, getting hold. Right, obviously, if you get her to give the change, that's Mivatel Levitz, but... It means another shayla. It's a common shayla. The halacha, the Gemara says that the shliach is not over baal tolin. So let's say, for example, I ask you to get a worker, and you tell the worker, I'm not paying you the wages, so and so will pay you, he'll pay you the wages. The halacha is neither was over baal tolin. I didn't employ him, he didn't work for you, neither was over baal tolin. Says the Chofetz Chaim that an apotropos, administrator, then aloch is one is over baal tolin. For example, let's say you're working for somebody, you're his secretary, and therefore you've got a boss, and he needs something done in the office. And you call up somebody and say, will you fix the lighting in the office? So you can say, well, I'm not neither of us over, he's the boss, I'm just, no, the administrator, a person is over baal tolin. The boss will be over, the boss will be over baal tolin. The boss, an administrator boss will be over. If your boss doesn't even know about it,
caretaker.
Possibility says he has to. It's in the chayes. Rav Chaim mentions that a wife in this particular, he declares it in his note like that. That a wife is like an administrator. That means you would come up with a nice heter of how to get away with paying not even baal tolin. What you could do is like this: often the person doesn't always employ the electrician. Something, let's say the fridge stops working, so you call it. So you don't call the electrician; your wife does. Really, the wife, the money belongs to the husband. So you can say the wife is, she calls in, she's a shliach. No, don't say like that. Don't say like that, forget. She's like an administrator, a person would be over baal tolin. So it comes up a very, very complicated shaila like this. Let's say a person, something stops working, right? Or a person needs a worker to do something for him. So he's going off to work, to learn, and he's only going to come back in the evening, after shkia. So he's got two options. One is to leave the money in the house that should be paid. And one option is not to. But if he does, he's worried that by the time he comes back, the wife will have paid, and he has no chance to check out how the job was done. And many times a person can be quite careful and find that the worker hasn't done the job properly. And once his work has been paid, it's more difficult to get them to come back. If you don't leave the money there, then the Chas Shalom first could be over all kinds of issues, as we just said. If it's after Shkia, about all it. That's a shaila a person has to take into account. So one option, as we said already, is what you can do is, you could agree with the worker that you'll pay him
after
the next day. I wouldn't say after checking, you make it a later date altogether. And say to him, I'll pay you 2 days' time. Then if you do it before you employ him, one's not over about tolin, one has to be mekayem the mitzvah. Another option is, the aloch is, the person's not over about tolin until the job's completely finished. So sometimes what happens is, like, sometimes it needs to be plastered over or something needs to be sorted out. So you can arrange for him, say to him, do that another day. So you can check the main job, then you're satisfied, and then do the rest of the job another time. But a person has to be aware, at least, of the question that a person shouldn't stand, go to work or go to learn and say, Seder, I'll pay him another time. Sorry? Yes, I'd rather if a person employs somebody to teach his son, that it's for less baal tolin. Yeah, also, he has an important shayla, for example, sometimes you have like play schemes where the little girls look after the little children for a few days. Person is not paying on time, person has to be able to baal tolin. Seder. Okay, these are basic. I just want to give that was a basic halachas of the mitzvah of Baal Torim. What does it say? This week's parsha, it's got vich. It mentions this week's parsha a few times. How Kali saw Daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu heard the tefillahs. There's a pasuk we say every day in Hoidu. Anuichi Hashem Elokecha Amalcha Meretz Mitzrayim Hachepicha VaAmaleihu. One of the pshatim is as follows: I was one who took you out of Mitzrayim. The Ramban says in this week's parsha that Kali saw did not deserve to come out of Mitzrayim. But because they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore he took them out of Mitzrayim. So, HaChepicho V'amaleihu, the memory of the fact that I took you out of Mitzrayim, Mikreach your tefillahs, HaChepicho V'amaleihu, so you should daven and you should know that you'll get it. The whole message of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Kreach of tefillah of Klal Yisrael. Remember, the Chabedish says that Lossid Lovoy as well will come out through our tefillahs. Often imagine who's going to daven for Mashiach. The obvious situation are not alive anymore. Previous stories also, that times our tefillahs are the tefillahs that have to be in Mashiach. HaChepicho V'amaleihu, and I was what I took you out of Mitzrayim from your tefillahs. I once said the Shmuz, Ratzor Salomon, Shnita. And the Gemara Nida, he said that the Shmuz Avichus, I say Vei Mekitzah, the Gemara Nida, the final Mutbei, says that the Gemara asks the Shaila, what should a person do to become a Talmud Chacham? So the Gemara says, Yarba be Yeshiva, you should sit and learn. So the Gemara says, "How be also cave loy oil?" They said they went back to the base of Medrash and said many people did it and it didn't work. So the Gemara says, "Yivak shuracham imimisha chochma shaloi." They should daven to the one who has chochma. And then they ask, "What should a person do to have atzliach in parnosa?" So the Gemara says, "Yisav yitin be'emuno." You should deal honestly, like we just mentioned. You should pay on time. If your person asks, deal elechkeit. The Gemara says, "How be?" They came back to the base of Medrash. They came back and they said, "How be also?" But it didn't work. The Gemara says, you should daven to the one who has Oisha, Liya Kesef, Liya Zov. Then the Gemara says, they ask, how should a person be Zeichet to good children? The Gemara says, you should marry a woman, Isha Higenes, and a person should treat his wife nicely, and marry a good wife, a person be Zeichet to good children. So when they ask the question, how be also came, many went and tried it and didn't work. So the Gemara says, you should daven to Hashem, Neinachlas Hashem, Bonim Schabi HaPriyabotim. So my source should to say as follows. He said that obviously what happened was, they told them, you want to become a Talmud Chacham, go and learn. And they went and they checked it out, and they found people who sat and learned for years and were not Talmud Chachamim. So they came back and they said, your solution isn't good. So they said, you should daven. What happened after that? He says, afterwards they went out and they searched and they could not find anybody that davened for Siat Yishmael learning and did not become a Talmud Chacham. And the same thing when it came to Oisha, and the same thing when it came to good children. See the Kach HaTfila, there's a Mashgiach in Petach Tikva, and Yitzchak Pinchas Goldwasser. I had a few times at Kiryat Sefer. He wanted a very nice to hear. Okay, a Moshul, he didn't say this Moshul. Let's say the Moshul a little bit, to help to understand what he was saying. I give a Moshul like this. Sometimes you have to call up a government office. You call once, there's no answer. You call twice, there's no answer. You call 10 times. Every time you call, you get a sinking feeling that the more times call doesn't work, you give up. Because you see, obviously, this doesn't work. You can't get through. Another option you can sometimes have is sometimes you take antibiotics. You take one spoonful, you don't feel any better. You take a second one, you still don't feel better. But you don't give up because you know that the accumulation helps. The accumulation helps to make it better. Sometimes a person can daven and he feels that tefillah is not being answered. See, a person can make a terrible mistake of thinking that Shmuel wants you to keep davening, keep davening, keep davening. And then one time, hopefully, it will get into the right place. And it's a very big mistake like that. Now forget that every tefillah adds, every tefillah gives more of a kach, more of a weight that the tefillah should be answered. It's like we have in the older days, we'd have these scales where you'd have meat weighed against these, you put on weights. So you put on one weight and it still weighs too little. You put another weight and another weight, eventually it balances it out. Every tefillah has tremendous kachas. Person has to be machshiv the kach. The Gemara says that tefillah. It is interesting that we spend more time davening than anything else, except for those who sit and learn all day. The tefillah for the average person is the mitzvah that we spend more time than any other mitzvah. First, think about it: a quarter of our life, how much time we spend davening. A person should be machshiv it. The Medrash says that knicholim nitoyu, that a base of Medrash is like a river. So Pasuk Bilam said it. Why is it like a river? A person comes into a river, he's dirty, he's tummy. A person dips into the river, he gets clean and becomes toy. First he comes into shul, says the Medrash, boli aveiros, boli tzoros, and he comes out of shul clean and mutzlach and toy from aveiros. But that's it, as a chashivus to come to Davidic. There's a story in the Sefer Nehemiah. I always get a lot of chizuk from the story of Nehemiah. The pasuk there is very barach. What happened was Nehemiah met somebody who came from Yerushalayim right at the beginning of Nehemiah, and he said to him, "What's going on in Yerushalayim?" He was a servant of the king Kovash in Bava. See, what's happening in Yerushalayim? So he came to him and he said, "In Yerushalayim there's wild animals. In Yerushalayim there's goyim that shepherds all the time." And Nehemiah was very, very upset about it. And his job was to pour the wine for the king. And he came in and he poured the wine. And the king looked at him and the king said to him, "You look upset today. The fact that you look upset is a sign that you want to kill me. You poisoned the wine." And the Nehemiah got very, very scared. So he straight away said to him, "No, I have no intention. I've just heard bad news." The king said to him, "What's the bad news?" And he told him the news that he'd heard. And indeed, the Maisa, that brought a tremendous hatsala, because what happened was, Kovash gave him permission, gave him soldiers, gave him money, to help him mechazik the matzav of Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk there says that in the middle, when the king was talking to him, asked him, "What is it? What's going on? You're poisoning me." He says, "Ispal," that the Nehemiah davened to Hashem. And the Redak points out already, what do you mean davened to Hashem? How long did he have the ability to daven to Hashem for? He's standing in front of the king's asking him a question. He's having a discussion with the king. How long could he have davened for? He davened for half a second, a few seconds. But that was the keach atfilah. Constantly his mind was, whatever I do, I'm thinking, somebody's asking you a shayla what to do. You daven. That is how you do it. You have to daven. But I want to speak about Vashalang. I didn't realize the time. I just want to say one other medrash. Very interesting to medrash. We say every Motzi Shabbos, a special posuk. Zamu Hashem pigeus oso mudas reis b'chol ha'oretz. The Medrash says in Shir Hashirim, Perek Dalet, that Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Chizkiyo HaMelech Mashiach, and Sanche would be Goy Gomori. He wants to make him Mashiach, after all, the tremendous Nisim. But what happened was Chizkiyo HaMelech never said Shiva. He never thanked Akadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes of Sanche. And the Medrash says that Yeshaya HaNavi came to Chizkiyo HaMelech and he said to him, "Zamu Hashem ki Geus also. Thank Hashem, because he did you a favor, he did a Nes." And Chizkiyo HaMelech said, "It's not necessary. Mudas Zeus b'chol ha'oretz." The Medrash says two pshatim. Mudas Zeus b'chol ha'oretz. Everybody in the world knows about these nisim because the sun stopped. And if the sun stopped, the whole world knows about it. And then the Medrash says another pshat. Mudas Zeus ein Zeus alotir Zeus ator shalom Moshe. That Mudas Zeus b'chol ha'oretz. I have taught Torah to the whole world, and it's not necessary. And when Chizkiyo HaMelech said that, immediately Hashem said, "If that's the case, you can't be Mashiach." And the Medrash says terrible things that Shmuel said then. Part of tefillah, we're very busy with tefillah of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a very big chilek of tefillah as well is to be moedah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we think it's not necessary. Even when everybody knows, a person has to be moedah Mashabiach. This is the message of the Reizah Kul Hashem in the Sukbasha. Okay. Yeah.